What's up, guys?
Coach, looked like Jeremy Trueblood was out today.
Yeah, he actually finished practicing yesterday. Had twisted his, I guess it's his ankle, but he finished on it yesterday. But today it was too sore. I hope that he'll be able to do something here before we play Sunday, and then be up for Sunday.
Any lingering issues from that stinger, or is he pretty much ready to go?
Well, you know, we didn't have contact today, but the doctor cleared him, and that's what was most important. We had to make sure that you don't mess around with that stuff. And he's excited to be back, and we're excited to have him back.
Carl did a little bit.
Yeah, he did, but, you know, he was limited. I think he'll be okay, but I'm speculating there.
This is a tough weekend to have some concerns along the offensive line, right, in terms of health issues.
Yeah, I would agree. They're pretty good on the defensive line.
Dotson would fill in for Trueblood if you had to.
Yeah, Dot's been playing well. Yep.
Who's your left guard? Just to, if Dexter can't go,
he'll go.
You've gotten awful confident in the last 28 seconds. You gave the green dot to Levante last week. Is that something that's going to shift around depending on how you want to do things, or is he going to get it most of the time because he is kind of your middle linebacker in nickel and dime, right?
Right. Strategically, it's each week we're going to have to see who's going to be out there most of the time. And then give it to that guy. Who's going to be out there more? It really doesn't. They both can do it. It's not an issue for either one. So I'm not, you know, it's just who. Each week the plan's a little different depending on what they're doing.
Speaking of Levante, what have you thought about what he's been able to do so far? That's a tough position to play as a rookie to step in like that. What makes him so able to do that?
I've been pleased. I don't know. Other than he's a real good football player, he's a very mature guy. He's a good learner. And he has some really good traits, you know, skills. So, fortunate to have him.
You seem to have expressed an awful lot of confidence in Brandon McDonald. He's a guy that, at least for us, maybe just me, kind of flew way under the radar. But tell us about him, what you like about him, and why he's jumped up your depth chart.
Well, I think he's flown under the radar for all of us. I mean, I didn't know him 3 weeks ago. He's a pro. He's experienced. He's a quick study. Learning what we're doing, and that's probably why he's ascended as quickly. You know, we've had some injuries. That's why he got back, and then he's taken advantage of his opportunity.
EJ Bears is out there now doing some things. How far away is he from being in kind of shape that you could feel confident putting him on the field?
You know, he really worked really hard, Rick, in his rehab. So I think the conditioning part is he's just got to have confidence that he can break, plant, and drive off that foot. And he's gotten better each day, so I'm not ruling him out yet by any means. We just have to see.
How would you describe the atmosphere at the Giants home games, Greg? I'm sure you've been to quite a few.
I've only been to one. I mean, going back to when I was in high school, but, you know, in the modern era, I've only been to one. I went to their Dallas game, the final game of the year last year. That was pretty heck. It was a crazy atmosphere. I don't suspect it'll be quite that amped, but it's a lot of people. It'll be amped.
Windy, tends to be windy in that stadium.
Well, it's in the meadows, you know. The old legend of opening the one door and closing the other in the old stadium. You know, I think the new stadium doesn't quite have those door flexibility, but you're in a place that's wide open out there in the Meadowlands, so wind can be an issue, yeah.
You had one pretty deep ball and had one called back, the one to Dallas Clark, 33-yarder last week, and you ran the ball effectively. You talked about play action, you know, being able to invite some of those safeties up. Would you expect perhaps their secondary is a little nicked up to have a chance maybe this week to drive the ball a little deeper at times, or dictated by coverage and things like that?
Yeah, they're a little bit like we are in the secondary in that they got some guys that are coming back. They're not sure if they're going to be back full speed. I think regardless of who plays in the secondary, their front is so ferocious, you know, that you're not going to have a lot of time to get the ball off. I don't care what you do. I mean, those guys, they're relentless and they're good. So we really got to be smart because, you know, they not only do they get to the quarterback, but they cause some really bad things. They sack fumble you. You know, they really are very good at it. So we need to be on our best.
Pump block last week, and some players said that was something that kind of been emphasized in practice last week. But I sense that that's something that you guys maybe would look to do in the future, is just be aggressive in the kicking game or when you're defending kicks. I mean, is that part of your philosophy to try to do those things from time to time?
It has been, yeah. You know, we've blocked a lot of punts and kicks over the years. You know, the people that are doing the operation at this level are better. You know, the snaps are faster, the kicks get off better, the protection's better. So I don't think it can be that way. You know, that was kind of a specialty thing that week one we were able to pull off. So I think the return game is really emphasized at this level for a reason. You know, it's hard to get, I think, you know, I don't know the exact number. There may have been 10 punts blocked all year last year. So it's, you know, it's a lot different than college.
Is that maybe why Michael Smith didn't have as great a day as he did maybe in the preseason, because he's going up against, I mean, ones and twos as opposed to guys that may not be on the football field? I mean, he had some nice runs in preseason, and he didn't.
No, I mean, I know where you're going, and logically that makes sense, but I don't think that was the case. We had too many breakdowns on our kickoff return team. It just wasn't – we didn't execute well. It was bad coaching by me. It wasn't great playing, and we just need to – tighten that ship up a little bit, and I hope we will. Hopefully you don't get too many chances to see it, right? That's the goal. But if we do, you know, hopefully we can be a lot more effective than we were. But the Giants, I'll tell you, the Giants on special teams, the one thing that jumps out off the tape is they are big physical maulers on special teams. They are big men. You know, so we're going to look like about like this compared to them on special teams. We just got to fight our you-know-what's off.
I'm not sure you approach things any different, but what are your – sort of your messages when you play on the road, in terms of, I mean, you always want to start fast and you never want to turn the ball over, but I mean, are there certain keys to that you'll tell your team about?
Sure.
What would they be?
Well, the one thing is, you know, you have to be ready to deal with the noise. It's just you know, people say the noise isn't an issue at home. Sure it is. It's an issue to your defense. I mean, we communicate on defense just as much as you do on offense. So either way, you're going to have a noise issue, but on the road, the offense has to deal with it. So we make sure we handle the crowd noise accordingly and all those things in practice. But momentum is such a big part of the game, right? So when you have the home crowd to enhance or, you know, take that momentum and run with it, you know, you just need to stay in the moment. You can't let the crowd become part of the game. You have to let the game be the game. And it's easily said and, as we all know, hard to do. So that's going to be a challenge for us. And I think it's great to be going on the road for our first time as an organization, you know, with me as head coach, and I'm anxious to see how our guys respond. It's preseason isn't the same, as you know. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.